You're listening to an Ask Anything research briefing from AskAnything-app.com. Enterprise AI agent security is easy to misunderstand because the market looks like one category while buyers are actually evaluating several different control planes. The first is data and traffic control. These products extend familiar capabilities such as data loss prevention, data security posture management, endpoint controls, and secure web or cloud gateways into AI traffic. The second is runtime control for AI applications and agents, inspecting prompts, model responses, tool calls, memory operations, and agent behavior. The third is identity and governance, discovering agents and non-human identities, assigning ownership, controlling OAuth and service account permissions, and managing lifecycle and least privilege. That distinction matters because an autonomous agent creates more than a data egress risk. It also has authority. It can read an email or internal page containing hostile instructions, use a token, query a database, call an MCP tool, change a customer record, and send the result somewhere else. NIST frames agent hijacking as indirect prompt injection. The system fails to keep trusted instructions separate from untrusted data. The OWASP Agentic Risk Framework widens the lens to include goal hijacking, tool misuse, identity and privilege abuse, supply chain compromise, poisoned context, cascading failures, and rogue agents. The approved evidence suggests that five layers must work together. First, discover the agents, models, MCP clients, servers and tools, credentials, owners, data stores, and reachable resources. Second, assess their configuration, permissions, supply chain, sensitive data exposure, attack paths, and business impact. Third, constrain them with least privilege, short-lived credentials, approved tools, data boundaries, and human review for irreversible actions. Fourth, inspect and enforce during execution, including prompts, retrieved context, outputs, tool arguments and results, API and database calls, and egress. Fifth, investigate through step-level, identity-attributed telemetry that a security team can reconstruct in its SIEM. The public evidence does not support calling any platform a universal winner across all of those layers. The strongest named evaluation record in the article is Dropbox's account that it evaluated several vendors and internal options before selecting and deploying Lakera for centralized prompt and jailbreak protection. That is meaningful evidence for that particular control. It does not prove broad discovery, identity governance, or MCP authorization. Other named evidence is also useful but narrower than a full platform endorsement. Palo Alto Networks publishes Prisma AIRS and AI runtime endorsements from TELUS Digital, Glean, and Moveworks. Prompt Security publishes named security leader testimonials. Netskope and Zscaler publish named deployments relevant to AI visibility or DLP. Astrix has named non-human identity customers and describes a Workday implementation. These records confirm real buyer interest or use of important components, but they usually do not establish that every newly marketed agentic feature is operating in production. The market is also moving through acquisitions. Protect AI became part of Palo Alto Networks, Lakera became part of Checkpoint, Prompt Security became part of SentinelOne, and Astrix became part of Cisco. The buying implication is practical. Evaluate the integrated product that ships now, not the old startup roadmap or the halo of the acquiring brand. Architecture should drive the shortlist. For custom agents and inline model or tool call protection, the article recommends comparing Prisma AIRS, Prompt Security, Noma, and Lacura. With Calypso AI relevant when adversarial testing is a central need. Prisma IRS is weighted toward lifecycle breadth, prompt security, and Noma toward agent and MCP enforcement, and Lacura toward low-latency prompt and context defense. Hidden layer belongs where model and application detection and response are primary, but buyers should ask for explicit proof around identity and MCP controls. For organizations starting from an established data security or secure access estate, the incumbent may deserve the first pilot because existing classifications and policies can reduce operational friction. Netskope, Zscaler, Forcepoint, and Cyberhaven fit that route. Nightfall and Prompt Security are useful comparisons for developer endpoints and MCP-heavy workflows when the incumbent cannot see local or semantic tool traffic. But an OAuth relay or network policy is not automatically full non-human identity lifecycle governance, so the identity track still matters. For identity-first risk, Astrix and Microsoft Agent 365 are the principal comparisons in the article. Agent 365 is attractive in Microsoft-centric environments because it combines registry, ownership, entry identity, access reviews, purview data controls, and defender signals. Its own documentation also states an important boundary. It supplies identity, policy, and observability around third-party agents but does not enforce their internal runtime behavior. Some key functions remain in Frontier Preview. Where non-Microsoft execution, prompt injection, or tool semantics must be blocked, the architecture therefore needs an inline runtime control as well. For SaaS-managed agents, Zenity becomes more prominent, especially across Microsoft, Salesforce, and ChatGPT enterprise environments. Its claimed strength is posture plus step-level telemetry and containment. As with every platform in this fast-moving category, buyers should obtain an exact support matrix and distinguish inline blocking from slower, API-driven response. The right proof of value is not a tour of feature checkboxes. It is one realistic business transaction designed to cross every control plane. Begin with an agent reading an internal email or SharePoint page that contains indirect prompt injection. Have it retrieve regulated customer data through a database and MCP server. Give it an overscoped OAuth token for a SaaS query. Let it call a third-party ticketing or messaging tool. Then test a permitted read followed several steps later by an unapproved external write. Add a destructive action that requires human approval, and finally change a tool or MCP description after initial approval. The scoring question is whether the platform discovers every component, preserves both human and workload identity, recognizes the sensitive data, detects the hostile instruction, constrains scopes and tools, blocks the final action, and reconstructs the chain in the SIEM. Testing only the first prompt is inadequate because the attack can arrive later through retrieved data or tool output. Measurements should be buyer-owned. Record discovery coverage and time to inventory. Test true and false positives on the organization's multilingual prompts, documents, code, and secrets. Measure median and tail latency, throughput, and behavior across local standard input and output, server sent events, streamable HTTP, private and remote MCP, API gateways, SaaS native agents, endpoints, and east-west traffic. Document fail open and fail closed behavior, credential location, token lifetime, revocation speed, scope reduction, and owner attribution. Action granularity is another dividing line. A useful control should tell the difference between a server, a tool, a method, an argument, a data object, a destination, and the business intent connecting several steps. The CIEM record should preserve fields and correlation identifiers across the whole chain, with defined retention, redaction, and replay. Buyers should also test APIs, policy as code, change control, evidence export, and the actual licensing unit, whether that is a user, endpoint, agent, application, token, call, gateway, or data volume. The article proposes clear production gates. A sensitive data agent should not pass if it lacks a unique owner and identity, uses a shared long-lived credential, has unbounded tool access, cannot produce step-level logs, or cannot be stopped before a high-impact action. Human approval is particularly appropriate for irreversible rights, external communications, financial transactions, permission changes, and bulk exports. Least privilege still reduces the blast radius when prompt injection detection fails. So the practical conclusion is a layered architecture. Use DLP and DSPM to know and constrain the data. Use non-human identity and IAM controls to constrain authority. Use agent runtime and MCP controls to inspect intent and action. Feed all three into a CIEM with a durable correlation chain. A balanced immediate bake-off would include Prisma AIRS, Prompt Security, and NOMA for cross-environment runtime and tool controls, Netskope or the existing Forcepoint Zscaler, or Cyberhaven platform for data and traffic control, a Strix or Microsoft Agent 365 for identity, ownership, and least privilege, Zenity when SaaS-managed agents are central, Lacura as a specialist benchmark for prompt injection detection and latency, and Nightfall for MCP-heavy developer estates. The final decision should follow measured proof in the buyer's own architecture. Product labels are too broad, the newest features are too recent, and public customer evidence is too uneven to justify a universal ranking. The strongest strategy is to constrain data, authority, and action together, and verify that the complete story survives in operations when something goes wrong.